Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of January 17th through the 24th. The main thing, obviously, in our week ahead is this full moon lunar eclipse that is happening in Leo. And so, you know, a full moon is going to bring things to a head. We're going to have maybe a breakthrough, or we might be celebrating, or we might be achieving a goal we've been working towards for a while. There could be some recognition for what you've been doing in the field of Leo, or it can be about finalizing things, wrapping up projects, ending something for good. So it is a culmination, and under an eclipse, it is considered three times more powerful. This is a supermoon, which means it appears larger. It is lasting 1 hour and 2 minutes from the fullness completion to the other side of the fullness completion, with the peak sometime between 12:12 and 12:16 a.m. And between that's East Coast, I believe. Is that right? Yeah. And then 9:12 to 9:16 p.m. for the West Coast. So that'll be Sunday night, you know, for you guys that are on the East Coast, actually. Yeah. No. I think I need a nap. I heard it backwards on here. Okay, so no, between 9:12 and 9:16 p.m. Sunday night for the West Coast peaking, and between 12:12 a.m. and 12:16 a.m. Monday morning, wee hours, you know, or if you want to stay up late, you know, but wee hours Monday morning, late Sunday night for East Coast. Okay, so now that we got that cleared up, aren't you glad that you tuned in? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, in Leo, this is about something culminating that involves love in our life. So this could be some kind of big moment with a love interest of yours. This could be something about true love as a topic. Maybe you are wrapping up a dry spell in your love life. Maybe you're celebrating something with a current lover. Maybe you're going to meet someone and fall in love with them over the next few days. You know, or maybe you're done and you're just ready to walk out the door, you know, depending on what's going on in your current love life. But it is definitely something to hone in on. Such strong messages lately coming through about this, a lot of energy shifting going on. I'm sure you guys are feeling it. Most people that follow along with this stuff are pretty sensitive. You guys are like, oh my gosh, what in the heck is going on out there? You can kind of feel like we're on this edge of the cliff, kind of waiting for something to happen right now. And so love is a key factor to focus in on during this eclipse. Leo rules children, and so there might be some kind of big powerful thing happening with your own kids, or with kids you're involved with projects, or with kids out there in the world, you know, at large. Maybe some topic that's in, you know, aimed at a certain group of children that we're going to hear about, you know. It rules creative projects, and so there can be big culminations with your creative life and, you know, wrapping up that project or landing it, you know, somebody picking it up and ready to run with it, or taking your bow as you're kind of at the end of something you've been working on, you know. So celebrations, wrap-ups in those areas. And also recreation is part of Leo. And so maybe you've been involved in something recreational and you're wrapping that up under this eclipse. Maybe you're deciding you're done with that particular sport or hobby. And maybe you're celebrating something. Maybe you're winning something you were involved in, sportsmanlike. Or maybe there's some kind of big celebration as you're recreating. So there you have it. You know, and also Leo really does rule drama. So we might see a major drama unfolding. It can rule entitlement under duress, you know, under the more stressful aspects. So If we have somebody around us who seems entitled all the time, something could come to head with that. What else? Definitely courage can be shared by the sign Leo. excuse me. And so maybe there's something to be courageous about under this full moon lunar eclipse. So again, we are culminating under this. We are already in the trigger field of that. So from the time you're hearing my voice here up through the eclipse date to 4 to 5 days on the other side of the eclipse, you guys can be having experiences, events happening, but definitely usually, you know, right at the moment, you know, as we're building on that day. So Sunday and then Monday would be the two pivotal days, the 20th and 21st. So it's going to play out, you know, it's going to impact different areas of life, even though that main focus of love and kids and creativity and recreation will be at the heart of what's going on here for everybody. So I'll go through that when I start to go through all the signs. I also just want to generally speak on what else is going on. We have a lot of personal planetary energy that is going to be very busy in this week ahead. So typically when we have a lot of that going on, we're busier, you know. So first of all, we're going to have Mercury busy on Friday the 18th and Wednesday the 23rd, if you want to circle those days. Those are days for talks or meetings, sales, short trips, local activities, interviews, writing, speaking roles, offers, proposals, decisions. So it's a mental energy. On Friday the 18th, it's coming together with Pluto. That's very powerful. It might be mean that part of that is aimed at something financial or something sexual, something about a death, a birth, a divorce, something that is involving you and two other people, something that has kind of a profound or, you know, empowering effect on what's going on. And Mercury is in the sign Capricorn, so it is about goals or career or authority figures in the mix. And then Wednesday the 23rd, Mercury will square Uranus. And so we have some challenge there. And Uranus is in Aries, so this is some kind of last-minute thing that you get tossed into, you know, or some news you hear that then sends you in motion spontaneously, you know, or some acting out kind of thing here, you know. So just expect a little bit of a wild card based on that same kind of stuff that we just talked about with Mercury on Wednesday the 23rd. Mars is going to be busy in this week ahead on Monday the 21st. So that is on eclipse day. And this is also a frictional challenging configuration. So Mars is going to be squaring Saturn. And so Mars, again, is playing from the position of the individual, the physical, so taking action or being angry or frustrated or expressing passion under the frictional aspect. So you put that together in your own mind. And that's meeting up with Saturn, so something serious or limiting or ending or responsible or ambitious, you know, going on with those goals, the career, the authority figure. So Mars is kind of pushing Saturn in the same territory that Mercury is busy in. So there you have that. And then we have Venus very active in this week ahead, and she is active on Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. Her story in general seems to be a lot easier to take. So Venus is harmonizing with Mars on Friday, the 18th. And so, you know, Mars and Venus getting together can be about love and passion coming together. It can be about monetary stuff coming together and moving forward. But truly, you know, Mars, again, is working from the position of the individual. And Venus is really honed in on travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, political, religious, or ceremonial topics. So as you're kind of grooving in that in that flow on Friday, you know, we see some love playing out there with Venus or some nice things in flow, like I said, with the financial side of things, maybe something good with women or with beauty interests as well. And then on Sunday the 20th, as we're building into that eclipse, we have Venus having her only challenging influence, which is a square to Neptune. this can kind of be foggy, you know, or confused or sad or feeling isolated, feeling cut off, you know, can make you want to self-sabotage or escape. So be careful of that, you know. If you just need to have a good cry, that's totally fine. This is just, you know, these are fast-moving planets. This is going to move in and move on. It could bring some issues with chemicals, drugs, water situations. So be careful with that kind of stuff. Also could mean that there's something being hidden that's in the mix on Sunday the 20th. So just remind yourself that Neptune's at play here. Neptune is challenging in this kind of thing. And don't overblow the whole situation. Just take precautions and let it pass through. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, we have that really amazing Venus-Jupiter conjunction. And that is happening early in the morning on Tuesday the 22nd. And so those are the two most, you know, beneficial influences in the zodiac coming together to kind of open up a fresh new start between those two planets. It happens once a year. And this one is in Sagittarius. So again, you know, Venus coming together for something big through love, income, females, or beauty themes, and focused on the trip or the distance or the educational pursuits or the wedding or other ceremonies or the legal matters or the I don't know if I said education. I think I did. or the politics or the religion. So, you know, look for ways to expand your horizons there with Venus theme. So that's kind of our overview with everything. So let me just kind of run down it for every sign, and we'll add some stuff to the story here for each sign, except for Aries, who's very just, you know, straight up. They are what's happening in the zodiac. So Aries, we'll start with you. Friday and Wednesday are Mercury days. You're going to be in talks or meetings or hear that news or decisions are being made, or there's more of a focus on sales or writing or agreements. And that is definitely aimed at your career or some important goal you have going on right now. Also could involve a parent, boss, teacher, mentor, some kind of authority figure. And so Friday, it's about going deeper, making transformations, might have that financial or sexual side to it, or be about powerful things like death or birth or divorce. And then Wednesday the 23rd is where Uranus is kind of really frictional with this from your sign. So you might feel like jumping into something last minute or rebelling against something, or you might just be pushed to do more from the news or information that you're bringing together on Wednesday the 23rd. So you're kind of the wild card, Aries. And then when Mars is pushing Saturn on Monday the 21st, again, Mars is your ruler, Aries. And we have Saturn in that area of personal goals and career and these authority figures. So this is pushing to do something about probably whatever you are getting involved in then with the Mercury information on Wednesday. So definitely amping things up for you. So just be kind of in the moment, I would assume, you know, because it definitely looks like you're jumping in. And then with Venus in this week ahead for Aries, Venus is focused on the trip, the education, the media, marketing, the wedding or other ceremony, legal matters, political or religious themes. And so, you know, Venus is focused on love there, or focused on making money there, or focused on a woman or beauty interests that are playing out. So Friday the 18th, you've got a lot of great flow there with Mars. So that can throw you into something there in a harmonic kind of way that's passionate or active. Sunday the 20th, this squares Neptune. So now you have kind of the foggy or sad, or maybe you're just needing to rest and recuperate on that day. There can be stuff coming up for you to deal with in the story that involves hospitals or other institutions, or involves research or development, or involves a romantic interlude or an artistic pursuit or something in the spiritual realm. And then I should also say, you know, if there's addictions, if there's secrets, you know, careful with that stuff. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, you have that really powerful and beautiful Venus-Jupiter conjunction. And so for Aries, this is like opening a door and helping you guys step into the next big year-long chapter up ahead. that is bringing the good stuff together for you with love and women and beauty and income opportunities. So you want to kind of work with that through the travel or distance, the educational, the media, the marketing, legal, political, religious, those themes. All right, so when it comes to the full moon lunar eclipse, this is an important one for Aries because it is about love in your life, or it is about that lover, or it's about your children or the creative projects or the recreational pursuits. And so Aries, something very big is finally culminating here for you. You might be having a breakthrough in one of these areas, or there may be a really big reason to celebrate. There could also be a final kind of ending to something if that's where you are in your story. This would definitely be, you know, powerful enough to bring a complete end to the situation if that's where you're finding yourself now. Or you can be wrapping up, like I said, that creative project. Maybe you've just been working on it and you're finally wrapping it all up and yay, we're done. So look for major moments with that, most likely peaking Sunday or Monday. All right, for Taurus, you guys have all this Mercury energy on Friday, the 18th, and Wednesday, the 23rd, focused on your ninth house. So you're going to be in more talks or meetings or hearing news or offers or signing agreements, focusing on sales, writing, interviews, decisions that are about the trip or the legal needs or the educational pursuits or media marketing, publishing kind of ventures. Could be about weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics. So there's a lot there for Taurus to pick and choose from. Friday the 18th is a very powerful day there. It can be sexual tied to that or financial tied to that or third party situations and how you're feeling about what's going on with that. And by Wednesday the 23rd, there's kind of that Uranus square, which brings something kind of surprising or sudden into the picture involving a hospital or another institution, the research or development, an investigation, or something with the romantic, artistic, or spiritual pursuits in the picture. So that one is going to challenge and maybe be some kind of sudden, you know, acting out kind of thing. So be aware of that so you don't take that down the wrong road. And then prior to that, on Monday the 21st, Mars will square Saturn. And so Saturn being in that area of travel, legal, educational, media, wedding, religious, political themes. And so something serious there. And again, Mars acting out, either, you know, motivated to take action and pushing something in a big way there from behind the scenes or through those institutions, research, romantic, artistic, spiritual realms. Or angry, frustrated, passionate about something. So, you know, really kind of makes Monday through Wednesday either very much motivated or upset about something there. When it comes to your ruler Venus, she is in the eighth house, and she's mostly working for your benefit in this week ahead. She's going to be active on Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday, 18th, 20th, and 22nd. And so for Taurus, you know, this is going to kind of bring some nice flow in your sex life with love interests or bring the financial sides of your life together, the income flow with, you know, what you're doing with the debt or the inheritance or the commissions or taxes or insurance, that kind of thing. Also could be bringing some nice flow around third-party situations, women, beauty interests, transforming something. So if you're trying to do something to transform yourself through beauty interest, you could bring that combination together. And so Friday the 18th, we see this in a harmonic. So things are really kind of moving in the direction you probably want them to behind the scenes in secret, private, whatever. By Sunday the 20th, that's your challenging one. This is the one that squares things in a social realm. So there might be an issue with a friend or at a gathering, a party, an event of some sort, or something online. Could be with astrology. Be nice to Zoe. Could be with a charity. So something in that social realm, you know. So there's something kind of, you know, foggy there. And if this is not a challenge, if this is you're pushing for something, which it also could be, then you're really pushing something in one of those areas to get to that love or income flow or women or beauty interest. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, Venus and Jupiter are meeting up together. This really is about launching a new kind of, well, it's not a whole year, but it's close to a year cycle with these guys, and really trying to bring some kind of expansion for your life through love, through income, through women, through beauty, through Jupiter's, you know, luck and growth opportunities, and in your eighth house. So sexually or financially or through third parties or the divorce or the death or the birth or something that is just taking you deeper into something in your life. So launching forward. Now, as far as this full moon lunar eclipse for Taurus, this is Sunday and Monday. You guys could have, you know, well, you'd be the most likely to have your events on one of those 2 days. Although, like I said, you can have events in the 4 to 5 day period before to after. We're in the trigger field now. Stay in the trigger field for a while. But, excuse me, at its peak on Sunday and Monday. So for Taurus, you know, when it comes to this big thing culminating with your love or your kids or the creative project or the recreation, it is playing out with something happening about your home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal, or it's focused on something with your family, a parent, a roommate. So you could have, you know, something big going on with your mother, for instance. That would be, you know, the female influence going on there with something with the parent. Or there could be some kind of, you know, opportunity for some big creative thing to be playing out in your home. Maybe you're done doing this particular creative thing in your home. And same thing, obviously, the obvious one is, you know, kids and family and love interests and what's going on there at the root of your chart, where you guys hang your hat. So, you know, big celebrations, big achievements, wrapping things up you've been involved in, or ending something that you're now done with that you've been doing there. All right, so for Gemini. Gemini, in the week ahead, Mercury is going to be very busy in your eighth house. So Friday and Wednesday, 18th and 23rd, these days bring more talks, meetings, offers, sales, agreements, short trips, decisions, writing, et cetera, about eighth house matters. So for you guys, this is about sex, or it's about reproduction, or it's about a divorce, or a death, or a birth, or it's about any of the big financial topics, insurance, taxes, bankruptcy, inheritance, etc. And so Friday the 18th, this is a power day for you guys. It kind of is a fresh start, and it's like I said, it's an empowered communication or decision. So offering you something new or next step forward in one of those areas. So you might be meeting up with somebody, you know, and have a strong sexual attraction, or, you know, signing papers for the new insurance policy or whatever it is, you know. And then by Wednesday the 23rd, we have this squaring Uranus. So there is something here frictional involved with a friend, the group, the gathering, the internet, astrology charities, anything social. And so something last minute tossed into the mix that's kind of, you know, pushing the stuff that you're trying to do with the financial things or the sexual things or, you know, third party scenarios. So just be aware that there'll be some kind of wild card there. On Monday the 21st, Mars is pushing Saturn from the same kind of position between those two areas. So Saturn is trying to get serious or is over something when it comes to the financial, sexual, reproductive, birth, death, divorce topic. And then Mars is really active or reactive or angry or passionate about something going on with that friend, the group, the internet, astrology charities, gatherings, etc. So between Monday and Wednesday, you know, between Mars and Mercury, there seems to be a lot playing out between those areas for you guys. Now, Venus, on the other hand, for Gemini, is doing mostly pretty well in this week ahead, focused on your relationships. And so this can mean Venus themes in these relationships, love or income or women or beauty interests, playing out with your partners, with your clients, with your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, whoever that one-on-one might be. So on Friday the 18th, This is in flow as far as, you know, concentrating with these people on those topics and linking that to your aspirations or original ideas or what's going on socially, what's online or what's with groups or friends, etc. Sunday the 20th, you've got that challenge to Neptune that everybody's going to be going through. And so for Gemini, this would focus on a goal or your career, your status, or some authority figure you're dealing with this particular person. And so there's some kind of boundary issue there or isolation or sadness or confusion, you know, whatever that is. So, you know, work your way through it. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, we have this really amazing Venus-Jupiter conjunction. So this is your fresh start. And this is a very growth-oriented combination. Comes early in the morning on Tuesday. Definitely ready to start to launch into that next chapter with these clients, partners, specialist agents, attorneys, etc. And focused on love or income or women or beauty interests and anything going on through Jupiter themes of travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political stuff. So you have a lot of options there with these people, and this should help boost things forward. Now, with the full moon lunar eclipse, Gemini, for every sign, you know, this is about love or lovers, or it's about children or creative projects or recreation. But for Gemini, this is honed in on your writing or your meetings or your talks or your sales. Or it could be about agreements, it could be about interviews, it could be proposals, offers, decisions, you know. So something in the information communication realm is really coming to a head based on what you've been doing creatively or with the lover or with the kids or the recreation. And then there's a physical side to this too for Gemini, which means, you know, if you're not finding it culminating there, it may be on the physical side of this, which would mean something coming to a head with a brother or a sister or a neighbor or your vehicles or your electronics or some local community activity. Again, very much focused on the love, the lover, the kids, the creativity, or the fun there. So big endings, big celebrations, big achievements, wrapping things up, getting your finalizations, having your breakthroughs. That's what it's about. And that is on Sunday and Monday of this week ahead. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, Mercury is going to be real busy in your relationship zone in the week ahead. Friday and Wednesday are the big days. And so that is getting into more talks, meetings, sales, agreements, writing, interviews, short trips that are focused on your partners or your clients or your specialist agents, attorneys, etc. And so Friday is a power day here. So you might get in there with them and it might be financial or sexual or just something very powerfully transforming. It also could be on the heavier side about divorce or death or birth. But really powerful. And by Wednesday the 23rd, you've got that frictional square with Uranus that everybody's going to be going through for Cancer. It's playing out with an authority figure or with your goals or your career needs as they're impacted with this particular relationship. So this same frictional pattern is set off in play on Monday the 21st between Mars and Saturn. And so on that day, you know, Saturn is telling you something serious involving this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, whoever this relationship is. And then Mars is you know, either pushing you to take action or to react or to deal with your anger or your passions here, again, over your goals, your career, or this boss, parent, judge, mentor, authority figure of some type. So that really makes Monday through Wednesday really important because of that, because you're going to be kind of wrapped up from start to finish with that. Venus is working pretty much in your favor in the week ahead. She's there to kind of get you to see what's going on with love or income or women or beauty interests. And for Cancer, she's really focusing that on your work or your health or your animals. So you really can, you know, maybe you're making money on the job or you're landing a job that's going to bring in money or you're doing something with a coworker or hiring help. You could hire help for your health or for your animals as well, right? And just moving this stuff forward. So Friday the 18th, very lovely day as things are in flow with those topics as they relate to your goals or your career or those authority figures. Hold on a second. No, stay out of that. Hey, I mean it. Get down. Come on. Get down. Get down.
She found where the bowl of Hershey Kisses are. Okay. And then Sunday the 20th has that square to Neptune. So, you know, that's where the fog comes in, or the confusion, or the sadness, or the, you know, feeling like there's some kind of isolation or barrier there. And that's over the legal matter, the travel, the political, religious, ceremonial, media, marketing, educational, any of those themes could be, you know, popping up and bugging you. On Tuesday the 22nd, we have that Venus-Jupiter conjunction. This is the fresh start. This pushes things forward, opens the door for this year ahead with these kind of combinations with work and income flow, or women, or beauty, or love, or what's going on in your health and how you're moving that forward, or what's going on with your animals, or your coworkers, or your hired help, or your paperwork. And so something nice kind of opening up on Tuesday the 22nd. Now, as far as the full moon lunar eclipse goes for Cancer, this is bringing something to a big climax for you guys involving your personal income, your possessions, your products, if you have products that you're putting out there in some way, or your purchases. And so you're celebrating something coming through there, or you're achieving something you've been working towards, or you're ending something or eclipsing it out, you know, wrapping it up, getting that finalization. So you kind of want to work towards what you'd like to see happen, or expect something to finally come to its due end. And that would be between Sunday and Monday in this week ahead. All right, for Leo. Big week for our Leos, right? Good Leo. Full moon lunar eclipse. Okay, so let's start with Mercury with you guys. Mercury is busy on Friday and Wednesday, the 18th and 23rd, and obviously bringing more information, communication, writing, sales, interviews, talks, meetings, agreements. And for Leo, this is going to be about your work, or it's going to be with coworkers or hired help or over paperwork. Or on the flip side, it's going to be about your health, or it's going to be about your animals. And so Friday, this is a power day, really intense or transformative, you know, information about this, making a big decision, you know, that can transform your health, or hearing, you know, really intense news about your animals or this job. It can have a financial or a sexual connotation to it. Also could have something in there about the divorce or the death or the birth. So if you're, you know, trying to finish up the paperwork for the divorce, or you are trying to speak with somebody about somebody's passing or a birth, you know, so those can be involved there too. And by Wednesday the 23rd, we have that square from Uranus. So there is some kind of challenge here tossed into the mix last minute. Involving travel, educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And so, you know, you're trying to haggle something out or figure out how you're going to juggle both of those, something from both of those columns. Before that happens, on Monday the 22nd, Mars will square Saturn between those same two areas. So Saturn on Monday is giving you something serious or final going on with the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, maybe something ambitious, maybe something about responsibilities. And Mars is pushing to do something or react to something, to deal with anger or passion about something, about that trip or the legal, educational, media, religious, political, ceremonial side of what's happening. All right, now Venus in this week ahead for Leo is working pretty much most of the time for you here. she's trying, and she's focused in a great area for Leos. She's all about love or income flow, women or beauty interest, and she's playing out in your house of true love and your house of children and creative projects and recreation. So you got nice stuff flowing there in the week ahead. Friday the 18th, this is in harmony with Mars, so taking action, you know, traveling, you know, with the kids or the lover or for the creative project or something recreational, or dealing with the legal needs there, or a ceremony like a wedding, or something in the media, or something educational or political or religious that's in flow for you as it ties to those areas of life on Friday. Sunday the 20th is the challenging day. Then on this day, when it comes to the lover, the kids, the creativity, the fun, it is being squared by that kind of foggy, sad, weird energy. And that's coming from your house of sex or reproduction, death, birth, divorce, or something in the big financial realm that you're also having to tackle, as you really would rather be playing probably. By Tuesday the 22nd, we have that beautiful Venus-Jupiter conjunction. So for Leo, this is just a really special time for launching into something that has a lot of optimism or growth potential behind it when it comes to your children or the children you're involved with, or your lover or your love life or your creative projects or something recreational. So you really want to be kind of looking for that opening on Tuesday. And when it comes to this full moon lunar eclipse, it's about you, Leo. So, you know, sometime between Sunday and Monday is when it's at its peak and most likely for you guys to have your experience, although you may have already had it, that we're in the eclipse trigger field as of 4 to 5 days prior and 4 to 5 days after. So it's a nice wide scope there for something to happen. But this is aimed at you. So this could be you having your name out there in the lights, you know, or some kind of recognition to you physically, personally. It could be something that's been going on in your body and it's finally ending. If you've been ill or you've been struggling to lose a few pounds, you might have your breakthrough, you know. So something physical can be coming to some climax here for you. It can be something with your brand or your image, and you know, it's really getting out there in some kind of big way, or you're wrapping up and ending some version of what's been going on there. It can be about how you're showing up in life and you're finally done with this cycle and you're ready to move on, you know. It can impact your identity, your title, your name. I think I said your name already. So maybe there's like, you know, maybe you're getting married or divorced or taking on some new job that gives you a new title. So in any of these areas, you know, you can have something pretty big happening for you guys. So just ride that wave and see where it takes you. All right, for Virgo, the Mercury energy, and also where Saturn will be impacted in this week ahead, this is about your lovers, your kids, your creative endeavors, and your recreational pursuits. So Mercury is going to bring, you know, the opportunities for talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and proposals and decisions that are about these lovers or these kids or the creative interests that you have or whatever you're doing recreationally. Friday the 18th, this is powerful. It could involve something intense, deep, something transforming through this. It could have a financial or sexual connotation to it. It could have something to do with divorce or death or birth, or something with triangles or third-party situations, and it's about fresh starts moving forward. Wednesday the 23rd brings that kind of, you know, challenging Uranus aspect. So that's something kind of suddenly pushing the envelope there with some of that. So you might feel reactive about something in one of those categories that I just listed. And then with the Mars-Saturn square playing out from the same thing, that's really active on Monday the 21st. So Saturn will be saying, you know, time to make a commitment or end something or tackle responsibilities or deal with ambitions about the lover, the kids, the creative project, the recreational situation. And Mars is pushing something from that area of the bigger finances, the sex life, the reproductive life, the birth, the death, the divorce, or some triangle situation playing out. So literally between Monday and Wednesday, you got a lot more going on there, you know, kind of last minute and serious, it looks like. And with Venus in this week ahead, she is working for you most of the time here, and she's going to really be playing out in your home or about a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or what's happening with family or parents or roommates. And so she really wants to focus on the love there or lover or the income interest that you have playing out there, or maybe she's honing in on women or beauty interests that are also playing out there. So Friday the 18th, this is really in a great flow, aligned, interestingly enough, to that financial, sexual, reproductive, death, birth, divorce area, so you can really work things, move things along there. Sunday the 20th, when it comes to this home family kind of dynamic. You have Neptune kind of pushing something here when it comes to a partner or your client or your specialist or your agent or attorney or opponent. Something is foggy or sad or confusing, or there could be issues with drugs or alcohol or water in the picture there. So just, you know, be aware of that on Sunday. By Tuesday the 22nd, the Venus-Jupiter conjunction is your big fresh start moving forward. It opens the door. It's very optimistic. It is growth-oriented, and it is about, you know, those next steps for love or income or women or beauty flow that are playing out in the home or with the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, your family, parents, or roommates. And Jupiter, you know, part of the way of going wide with Jupiter can be about travel or relocation. It can be about learning or teaching. It can be about media or legal matters. So look at, you know, throwing any of that into the mix as well. Now, with the full moon lunar eclipse for Virgo, this is at its peak Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st. And so you probably most likely have your experience then, although you may have it in the 4 to 5 days prior or after. And this is 12th house oriented for Virgo. So there's a lot here, okay? You guys could be really celebrating and achieving something or wrapping things up or finalizing it or ending it, you know? So big culminations with a romance that's playing out privately or secretly or has a karmic nature to it. There could be something big happening in the art realm for you. So something with a film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the theater, the concert, you know, something artistic. There could be something big in the spiritual realm through prayer, meditation, or yoga, something in the magical or psychic realm that is, you know, coming to a head in some way. There could be something big going on with a spa or a retreat or a hospital or another institution. Or there could also be something big with investigations or research. And lastly, if you've been kind of wrestling with bad habits or addictions or with secrets or deceptions, something can be culminating there too. So you're finally, you know, getting your answer or ending something that's been going on or celebrating something you've achieved there. So, you know, expect that to be culminating sometime between Sunday, Monday, if it hasn't already. All right, for Libra, I'm taking a sip. Have a sip with me, Libra. I'll tell you guys, I had strep throat for 10 days on an antibiotic. And before that, I had a bronchial issue, which I think is what turned into the strep. So it's good that I'm talking. okay, for Libra. As far as Mercury being really active in this week ahead, Friday and Wednesday, the 18th and 23rd, very busy for getting you into those talks or meetings or bringing the information or the offers or the news to you. It can impact writing, sales, agreements, short trips. And for Libra, all of this is focused on what's going on with your home or in your home or about real estate deals, moves, renovations, or what's happening with roommates, family, parents. And so Friday, this is really powerful. This can help you have that talk or make that decision that has a financial context to it or a sexual context to it in that realm. Or it can be something about a death or a birth or a divorce that's playing out associated with the home or the family or the roommate or whatever that is. So really kind of powerful and about new beginnings stemming from what you hear or decide on that day. Wednesday the 23rd has that square from Uranus, which means there's some kind of sudden last-minute thing tossed into the mix involving a specialist or an agent or an attorney or an opponent or a partner or an advocate or some kind of relationship. So you might be at odds with them about what's going on there, or you might just need to kind of juggle between what you have to do in this one area of life and the other, but it does kind of come at you suddenly or surprisingly, you know, so Wednesday the 23rd for that. Now, on Monday the 21st, Mars will push Saturn in the same areas, and so Saturn will be asking that you get really serious and deal with something solid or serious about the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, parent, roommate. And Mars will be pushing you via this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, whoever this key person is. So this could be kind of frustration or anger, or this could be a lot of passion that you got to expel in some way, or just motivating to do something. So you can see between Monday and Wednesday, there's just a lot here in the push between these two areas of life. Now, in the meantime, Venus is working for you most of this time in the week ahead, and she is going to be about focus on love or income situations, or with women or beauty interests. And she's all about your communication information field. So she's really going to be getting you into those talks or meetings or interviews or the sales or agreements or writing or short trips that are about love or about the income possibilities or connect you with that woman or that beauty interest. So Friday the 18th, this is working. And it gets you in a positive flow with those specialists, partners, agents, attorneys, clients, whoever the one-on-one might be. Sunday the 20th brings the Neptune square, which is kind of the strange, sad, or foggy issue coming up over work or health issues or pets or paperwork or hired help or coworkers. Could be about cleaning, organizing, you know, so maybe, you know, maybe you got like a lot of rain or snow and the pets are tracking it in and you got to clean it up. I don't know. But there's something there on Sunday that's a little funky. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, we have that Venus-Jupiter conjunction. Really great for Libras launching into this next round of potential growth through their talks and meetings, their interviews, their auditions, their writing, their sales and agreements, their offers and decisions that have this focus on making money or on love or on women or beauty interests. Also, Libras, this can help launch you guys forward with something with brothers or sisters or neighbors or with vehicles or electronics, short trips to nearby places. All of that is kind of getting a boost as well at that time. All right, and for the full moon lunar eclipse, this is bringing something to a culmination for Libra in your social and aspirational part of the sky. And so this is really peaking at its height between Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st. And you are in eclipse field 4 to 5 days before and after, so you have a wide band here where you can have events playing out, but most likely Sunday, Monday. And so, Libra, this is bringing something to a climax with a friend or an associate, with a group you're involved with a gathering or party or event, with the something on the internet, something with astrology or charities, or something with an original project or invention or your own aspirations. So at this time, if you've been working towards something here, you might see it come through. You might have a breakthrough. You might get an offer, celebrate, achieve something, you know, in this social stream or with these aspirations. Or you might be wrapping something up you've been working on with some of these areas of life, or ending something that you feel has run its course. And so there you have it. All right. For Spio. Mercury is in its own house in this week ahead for you guys and active on Friday and Wednesday, which means it's a very powerful week for decisions, for talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals. Also for Scorpio on the physical side, may be something important going on with a brother or a sister or neighbor, or with your vehicles or electronics or your short trips and local activities. So Friday the 18th, this is with Pluto. It's very powerful. It's very deep. It may be sexual. It may be financial in the mix, or it may focus on a death or a birth or a divorce or a triangle, and you're talking it out or you're hearing an offer about it, right? By Wednesday the 23rd, we have that wild card energy with Uranus, and so this tosses something unexpected into the mix involving work or health or animals or coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So you'll have to kind of scramble and deal with that, juggle that, or factor it into whatever's going on. Now, on Monday the 21st, if we back up a couple days, Mars will square Saturn from those same positions. So Saturn will be really focused on something serious in this talk or meeting or with the sales or agreement or writing or interviews or offers or short trips or with the siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. And Mars will throw you into some kind of action, reaction, anger, or passion about what's going on with the work or the health or the animals or the coworkers or the hired help or the paperwork in that situation. So between Monday and Wednesday, you have quite a bit really amping things up there. Now, with Venus, she is working for you in this week ahead most of the time. And so she is going to be active, really focused on personal income opportunities, purchases, products and possessions. So in that, it'll be about the lover or the income overall or the women in the mix or the beauty theme. So you might purchase more beauty products or gifts for your lover, or you might just be all about making money. And so, you know, on Friday the 18th, this is in harmonic with your job or with your health interests or your coworkers or hired help or cleaning or pets or organizing or paperwork. So nice flow there on Friday. On Sunday the 20th, you have that Neptune fog. And so this can mean that Sunday, when it comes to income, purchases, products, possessions, even values or feeling valued, we have that challenge there when it comes to the kids or the lover or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. Maybe you're under a deadline to, you know, get that creative thing done and out the door to make the money, or maybe there's, you know, some feeling of isolation with the kids or the lover, or, you know, so you can figure that out, but it goes by quickly. But that's on Sunday the 20th. And then on the 22nd, you have that Venus-Jupiter conjunction, really just a lovely fresh start, and has some optimism and some growth opportunity behind it when it comes to your income, your purchases, your possessions, your products, your gifts, right? So look for that. Now, with the full moon lunar eclipse, this is at its peak between Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st. And like I said, for every sign, it's got trigger field activation 4 to 5 days prior and after. So you might have already experienced your high point, but it will be at its climax Sunday and Monday. And so it is bringing something to a head with your career or with your reputation or status or fame or with a personal goal, you know, something big usually with this, or with something involving a higher up type authority figure. This could be a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, a mentor, a director, a producer, you know, whoever you see as that higher up person. So whether it's goals, career, fame, authority figures, you can be wrapping up something you've been involved in by this time. You can be ending something for good. You can be having a breakthrough and achieving something and celebrating. You can definitely garner some kind of recognition with this placement because it's at the apex of your chart. So something very big and powerful happening here for Scorpio. All right, for Sagittarius, Mercury is very busy, focused on personal income and purchases and products and possessions in this week ahead, mostly on Friday and Wednesday. Those are the big days. So Friday, this is a power day. This is a day where you can link this to any other financial needs you have going on or shared situations or sexual interests, or focus, you know, this money flow or purchases or products or possessions on reproductive needs or a divorce or a death or a birth, and so, or just kind of transforming something or evolving a story through your communications with this. By Wednesday, the 23rd, we have that Uranus
wild card in the mix, which really is something last minute or unexpected that now is changing or you have to jump into and deal with the kids or the lover or the creative project or the recreational pursuit, and deal with that as you're also trying to do what you're doing when it comes to income, purchases, products, possessions. Now, that same alignment is playing out between Mars and Saturn on Monday, the 21st, and so that will most likely get this rolling. And so at that point, Saturn is really serious about income or purchases, products, possessions, might be asking you to tackle responsibilities or end something or make a long-term commitment or get ambitious or deal with structuring something more solidly, limits, you know, something serious with Saturn, right? And Mars is pushing. Mars is angry or Mars is passionate or Mars is motivated, but Mars is pushing something through that lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreation on Monday the 21st. And then that will link to the Wednesday talk or news or decision playing out in the wild card with Uranus. So you have a lot going on there. Now with Venus, Venus is in your sign in this week ahead, Sag, and working mostly for you here, which is really lovely. It's Friday the 18th. This is in harmony with through you and about you when it comes to love or income or beauty or women, and it links to what's going on with the kids, the lover, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits. So it looks really good on Friday. Sunday the 20th is the challenge day where there's Neptune kind of even bringing in like a fog or some confusion or some sadness or some issues with water or chemicals or addictions or something that was hidden that comes out, you know, and this is playing out at home or about home or with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals. So you'll have to get through that. But then by Tuesday the 22nd, that might be like a day to circle for the Sagittarius because that's Venus and Jupiter, the two best planets, getting together in your sign, forming a conjunction, and launching you into this year ahead through what they can bring to you or about you. And so really, you know, this is, it's focused on you, so it can be about your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, how you're showing up in your life, and what your personal goals and desires are. And so you really want to focus on Venus there. You know, is this about making money? Is this about love? Is this about beauty or women opportunities? And then also you want to focus on your own ruler, Jupiter, you know. Is there something that you can hone in on with your brand, your name, you showing up, et cetera, that has to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or has to do with education, whether you're teaching or you're learning or getting training, or if it could be something legal, you know, maybe you're signing a legal contract that will impact your name through love or your brand through money, you know, anything with travel or people at a distance or foreign interests, anything with politics or religion or weddings or other ceremonies. So there's a lot to pick and choose from. It's just a really strong day to be conscious of taking steps towards that for yourself. Put yourself out there. And then when it comes to this full moon lunar eclipse for Sagittarius, this is peaking Sunday and Monday, although we are in the trigger field now, so you can have events 4 to 5 days prior, up to 4 to 5 days after. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And so there is a wide swath there where things can be happening, but usually, you know, it's at the apex, which is Sunday, Monday, the 20th and 21st. And so this is bringing something to a climax with those ninth house matters. So something culminating with a trip or something distant or foreign or multicultural, right? Or this could be something climaxing educationally or with a legal matter or with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity.
with a ceremony like a wedding or some other ceremony, with religion or politics or philosophy, your beliefs. And so you want to aim high, because this may be about achieving something or having a breakthrough, finally hearing the news or the offer coming through, or celebrating with friends about something going on here. Or you could just be wrapping something up you've been working on very diligently here, and it's a big deal that you're finally finishing it. Or you could be ending something via one of these things. You're traveling to end something, or you're signing those legal papers to end something, you know. And so it's a big one, and there you have it. All right, for Capricorn, Mercury in this week ahead is focused on you. And this is really powerful for you being the communicator, or the information being about you. So you can show up and get into talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions. You can show up locally or take those short trips. You can show up in any way that helps you expand on your ideas, right? Or you can hear information if you've been waiting on news or trying to make a decision about your body or your brand or your name or your title or something, some personal thing that you're pursuing, then these days are important. And so that's Friday and Wednesday when those will be at their height. Friday, it is with Pluto. So this is a power day for this. This is transformational or evolving your story. This can focus on Pluto themes like sex or reproduction or hormones. It can focus on birth or death or divorce. It can focus on anything in the big financial realm. So you could be, something with the insurance or the taxes or the investments or the settlements, you know. So getting in there and having that talk or meeting or signing the agreement about something like that. So you have quite a bit there you can choose from, but it's fresh start and it's powerful. Wednesday the 23rd, Uranus is a wild card there. So something's thrown into the mix last minute that you're going to have to jump into, that is about your home, your real estate deals, your move, your renovation, your family, your parent, or your roommate. And so just be kind of in the moment there. It'll probably go by fairly quickly. but... there is the Mars square Saturn on Monday the 21st. And so Saturn, and these are playing out in the same areas. So Saturn is trying on Monday to get you serious about yourself. And so, you know, this can be either end of that spectrum. It can be that you are needing to tackle a lot of responsibilities, or you're trying to end something that's been going on with you, or you're making some kind of long-term commitment, or you're getting ambitious. So it's just serious when it comes to you. And Mars is pushing. It's either angry and fighting, or it's passionate, or it's very motivated and pushing for something to happen in the home, with the real estate deals, the move, the renovation, or with the family, the parent, the roommate. And so you kind of see things stirred up and set in motion on Monday. And then we have that wild card thing that you're dealing with on Wednesday. So it probably ties those days together, I would think, and gets you really in there on that. Now, Venus is working for you behind the scenes in this week ahead. And so Venus is about love or making money, or she's about women or beauty interests. So it could be any of those four things. And this is in flow for you through research. So you might make money through research, or you might do research or hire a female who's going to research for you, kind of thing. It can be through institutions, spas, retreats, hospitals, places like that. And so there could be some kind of focus on women or love or income or beauty, if you're getting a beauty procedure kind of thing going on there. It can be through a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway or a romantic tryst playing out, which obviously would pretty much be about love, I would assume, with Venus. it can be about your spiritual practices that she's working on in this week ahead. And so when you're looking at this, on Friday the 18th, this is in a really nice flow, aligned with things that can happen or are happening in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. Sunday the 20th, there is that foggy, sad, weird energy of Neptune in square. So there could be, it could just impact your mind where you're feeling down or sad or confused about something, or it could impact talks or meetings or short trips or your vehicles or your electronics, your agreements, your sales, things like that. It'll go by fairly quickly. Just don't get all sucked up in it on Sunday. On Tuesday the 22nd, you have that extremely lucky growth-oriented Venus-Jupiter conjunction playing out in that same area. So this gives you the big boost forward. This gives you the luck and the next chapter opening up with prosperity or happiness coming through that romantic, artistic, spiritual, institutional, or research venue when it comes to your love or your income or the women or the beauty theme. So there you have that. With the full moon lunar eclipse for Capricorn. All right, this is peaking between Sunday and Monday. And like all the signs, there's this trigger field 4 to 5 days either side. So some of you guys might experience it, you know, in the buildup before that or after that. But the key days, the biggest days, are Sunday, Monday. So most people actually experience it then. And so this is something coming through, celebrated, achieved, or something that you're wrapping up that you're done with now, or something that you're ending totally. And so this is about your eighth house. And so it can be something in your sex life. So you can have a big breakthrough there, or you can be done with something that's been going on there. It can be about your reproductive life or something hormonal that's been going on. And so you can be wrapping up something that's been happening there or having your celebration. It can be about any of the financial realms except your income. So something coming to a big peak with your insurance policies, your taxes, your bankruptcy, your inheritance, your commissions, your royalties, your child support, your alimony, your partner's money, you know, any of those. I'm sure there's a lot I didn't list, but any of the big financial areas of life, there can be something that is, you know, coming to a climax for you guys. This could be something happening with a birth or a death or a divorce. And so, again, it would be about something coming to an end or something that you have achieved that you were focused on there. And finally, it could be about something that involves you and two other people, so some third-party situation. And, you know, usually it will be colored by one of the other topics I just listed. But it could just be on its own, something in a triangle in your life that is reaching its climactic high point sometime between Sunday and Monday. Okay. For Aquarius. Aquarius, Mercury in this week ahead is going to be all about opening up talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, news, offers, decisions that are 12th house oriented. So it might be about the romantic tryst or getaway. It might be about a secret or a deception coming up and out. It might be about an addiction or a bad habit. It might be about an investigation or research, or it could be about an institution. It could be about an artistic pursuit or something spiritual or something in the magic or psychic realm. And so you have a lot there, right? I'm sure one or two of those are where you're at right now in your life. So Friday the 18th, that's a power day with this. So really intense meetings or talks or decisions might have a financial or sexual connotation to it, or something about the death or the birth or the divorce in the picture. But it is like kind of opening the new chapter through whatever that is. And by Wednesday the 23rd, there's that wild card from Uranus. So something last minute, something spontaneous, something acting out or rebellious and thrown into the mix. Do take care, Aquarius, on the road or with vehicles or electronics on that day. But other than that, you know, kind of just trying to balance out whatever that is tossed in there. Mars will square Saturn on Monday, the 21st, from the same areas. So Saturn will be trying to get you to get real serious about that romantic, artistic, spiritual, research, investigational, institutional, magical, psychic, secret, deceptive, addictive topic that you're involved in. And so maybe something's ending, or you're making a commitment, or you're tackling responsibilities or getting ambitious there. And Mars is really amping up and either angry and fighting or passionate or motivated through the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the short trips, the vehicles, the electronics, the neighbors, the siblings, the decisions that are being made. So it really links Monday and Wednesday together with a lot of frictional energy that will heat things up between those areas in your life. Now, Venus is working for you most of the week ahead, and she's focused in your social arena and with your aspirations. And so, you know, Venus is all about your love or lovers, your idea of love, right? Or your personal income or women or beauty interests. And so in the social realm, this will be playing out when you're out with friends or when you're doing something online or with a group or a gathering or a party or event or through astrology or charities or personal aspirations and original projects and inventions, you know. So this focus on Friday the 18th is in flow for you, going to help you meet with people or sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or talk or take short trips about it. Should be very in flow for you. Sunday the 20th is that challenging day for everybody. For Aquarius, Neptune is bringing a fog into the situation that is impacting your income or your purchases or your products or your possessions. Be careful. Like, let's say you're out there on some short trip with your friends or out in some kind of group thing. Just be careful you don't, lose your wallet or your purse, with that possession thing under the fog or, things like that. Just be aware of that. And then by Tuesday the 22nd, Venus and Jupiter come together. This is really beneficial as far as like fresh starts, new opportunities starting to open up in this year ahead. It's optimistic. It is a growth oriented when it comes to friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your aspirations and original projects, and anything going on with love or income or women or beauty there. Now, the full moon lunar eclipse is bringing something to a climax with a relationship in your life. Now, this could be about a romantic partner. It could be about your business partner. It could be about a client or all your clients. It could be about a specialist. It could be about an agent or an attorney or some other kind of representative. It could be about a competitor or an opponent. It could be about an advocate, right? So you have a lot to choose from. But something is coming to a head here. So something you've been working towards is finally happening. You get your offer. You get your finalization. You're celebrating. You're achieving. Or something is wrapping up that you've been involved in here, or you're ending the relationship itself. So it's just a big climactic moment. So most likely seeing your peak between Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st, although like I said, there can be that eclipse trigger 4 to 5 days before to 4 to 5 days after. All right, for Pisces. Pisces, the Mercury energy in your week ahead is very social and very much about your aspirations and your original projects. So Friday and Wednesday are key days to get into talks or meetings or short trips or to write or interview or focus on sales or agreements or decisions with these friends, with your group, with online, with astrology, charities, gatherings of some sort, or about those original projects and inventions, right? So Friday, very powerful day. You might key that in financially somehow, or there might be some kind of third party that comes in and helps you move things forward. Or it could have a sexual side. Something is sparking up when you're out at that party or event, And by Wednesday the 23rd, Uranus is in here as a wild card. And so there is something kind of last minute or sudden or exciting or shocking going on with your income or your purchases or your products or your possessions. And so you'll have to deal with that in the mix. Again, just kind of like what was going on with Aquarius at that one point, you would want to be careful, that you're not losing an object while out in some kind of social setting, or if you're trying to earn through some kind of internet thing, there might be some kind of issue on the web or something that time. So that's on Wednesday the 23rd. Now, Monday the 21st also plays out in a frictional aspect between those two areas. On Monday, Saturn is focused on something serious with that friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, or your aspirations or original projects. So there might be something that is limited or blocked or ending or, something to overcome there. Or there might be something about your responsibilities there or an ambition or some long-term situation you're getting involved in there that Saturn has you focused on. And then Mars is amped up and trying to either deal with the anger and the fight or the passion or the motivation to make something happen about the income, the purchases, the products, the possessions, and pushing things. So between Monday and when you have that information or decision on Wednesday about it, it's all frictional and amped up. So you have a lot going on there. Now with Venus, she is working for you most of the time in this week ahead. Now, she is about love and lovers or income, or she's about women or beauty interest, and she is focused on career and status and reputation and fame, and she's focused on your personal goals and also authority figures, higher-ups that you might impress or work with through the Venus themes. And so Friday the 18th looks really good for this and links to action going on with income and possessions and products and purchases. So you might really get that flow happening. But Sunday the 20th, Neptune is foggy or confusing or sad or exhausted and playing out in your sign. So you might have pushed yourself a little bit too hard. You might need to take it easy, or you might feel a little lost or sad on Sunday. It should pass because by Tuesday the 22nd, Venus and Jupiter get together. This is wonderful energy, the best two energies in the zodiac. They are meeting up for you in your career midheaven with your personal life goals and with these higher up authority figures and launching into a new chapter that is about personal growth and is about happiness or prosperity there and is about the women or the beauty or the love or the income opportunities there. So you'll get that movement going forward starting on Tuesday. Now with the full moon lunar eclipse and Pisces, this is bringing something to a climax in your sixth house, and this will most likely peak for you between Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st. However, there is the trigger field 4 to 5 days prior to 4 to 5 days after, so you have a nice wide scope here on either side of that. You might have your events happen before or after, but most people have it right on the spot, which would be Sunday, Monday. And for you, the sixth house, it's about bringing some climactic moments to your work. So you might be, landing that job you've been going after. You might get your promotion. You might be, the worker of the month, have your picture up there. You might be celebrating something with a coworker or the hired help. You might be signing the paperwork. Or you might be, on the flip side of this, it could be that you are wrapping up something you've been working on here for some time and you're done with it. Or you could be ending the job you're in completely. This area is also about your health and your animals. So this could be a big celebratory high point when you're finally getting the news you've been waiting on about your health, or you're ending an illness or something weird that's been going on with your body. It could be something with your animals. If you've lost a pet, maybe they return at this time, or you've been waiting to get the diagnostic on them or waiting to adopt, get those adoption papers signed, and now this is all coming together. And so this can be big culminating moments with your animals, with your health, with your work, and also with these coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So big moments there with that. So that's it, guys. I would just say for everybody, focus on the love side of this lunar eclipse in Leo. The world needs it. There have been more supernatural things happening all over the world. I'm hearing from every corner of the world about the escalation in supernatural events that are going on out there. And, we just need to really, really focus our intention on the love that we have for our Creator and the love that we have for each other, our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world, and remember the things that unify us and not the things that divide us, and keep that at its highest level as we go through this, because this is a powerful eclipse. And I'm Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook for now at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. You can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/Zoe Moon. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great one.